很高兴能够回来跟大家一起敬拜我们的神。
I'm so glad that together we can worship our God.
我应该是要多给一点时间 Peter 跟 Wayne, 因为他们这么远回来。
I should have given more time to Peter and Wayne because they come from such far away.
那么希望如果你们想多跟他们多知道为他们祷告嘛，就可以请他们吃饭啊，或者是其他安排。
So if you'd like to know more about the ministries, maybe you can invite them to dinner and then you can fellowship more and know more about and pray for them.
那如果你要到国内去，就说他就是他们工作的地方来去看他们的话，就跟他们联系。
If you want to go to mainland China and visit the field where they are working, you can talk to them about it.
那我自己每年都去几趟中国。
I pass along every year visit China full time.
那么我其中一个就是每一年都带一次丝绸之路。
One of the trip was a Silk Road mission.
那么这个带呢，就一直以后可能带了一带一路，就一直到地中海去了。
So this was a Silk Road trip, and then in my continue go to the Mediterranean.
那去年第一次带二十六个人。
Last year started with 26 on the team.
那么今年有43个。
And this year we have 43.
那么明年是五月份第三次。
And then the upcoming May next year will be the third silver trip.
我六月九号跟大家讲说可以报名了。
June the 9th I said that I'm open for registration.
三个礼拜里面就三十几个人，快要四十个人报名。
Within 3 weeks, then there are 30 some people already registered.
那么加上有一些我答应了，他们还没有报名呢。
And also some of them they have not registered.
那么就大概明年呢，只剩下三个到四个位了。
And then next year, there's only three or four slots opening.
我讲这些做什么呢
？Why do I say this?
就是说，我们侍奉里面看见很多人爱主，愿意有行动。
Because as we serve the Lord, we see many people they love the Lord, they want to have action.
所以啊，谢谢大家为我们祷告。
Thank you for your prayers, Lord.
那么另外呢，我们在非洲的教会。感谢主。
And also I want to give thanks to the Lord for our church in Africa.
我们教会当中以前我们在的时候最小的妹妹。
When we were there, there was one very young sister.
她叫做 Martha.
Her name was Martha.
马大。
Her name Martha, 马大。
那么八月四号结婚。
August 4th, she got married.
所以很开心。
I'm so happy for her.
但是我们有一些同工在 Nigeria 最近就面对很多逼迫。
But some of our co-workers in Nigeria, they've confronted with much persecutions.
所以我们的心就是有的时候在非洲，有的时候在亚洲，有的时候在不同地方。
So we have our hearts, we are concerned about those who are in Africa, in Asia, different places.
我九月份会再来讲道。
And September, I'll come here and preach again.
所以那个时候呢可能时间多一点点。
At that time, maybe I have a little bit more time.
那么可以跟大家多分享一点。
I can share with you maybe a little bit more.
那么今天我主要是从约翰福音第三章里面给大家思想一件很重要的事情。
Today we're going to talk about something on John chapter 3, a very important matter.
让我们先一起看这段的经文。
Let's together read this passage.
约翰福音第三章第一节到第七节的经文。
John chapter 3 verse 1 to 7.
如果你们看荧幕的话，让我们一起读好不好
？We can read it together on screen.
先念中文。
We start with Chinese first.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。”因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行耶稣回答说我实实在在地告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国尼哥底母说人已经老了如何能重生呢岂能再进母腹生出来吗耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国从肉身生的就是肉身从灵生的就是灵我说你们必须重生你不要以为稀奇有没有英文呢念一次 Let's read in English
John 3:1-7. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who was come from God, who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again."
我们今天讲到这段经文提到说，耶稣说你要重生。
Today Jesus said you must be born again。
约翰福音第一章第十二节说到说，你若就是相信耶稣，你就这个第十二节那边讲到说，凡借待他的就是信他名的人，他就是他们权柄做神的儿女。
John chapter 1 verse 12, Jesus said, John said that those who receive him, accept him and accept him, they shall be given authority to be the children of God.
你接纳他，相信他，就可以做神的儿女。
You receive him and you believe in him, then you can be children of God.
那么第三章第十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
第三章第十五节讲到说，叫一切信他的都得永生。
That all those believe on him shall have eternal life.
第十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And John 3:16, that all those who believe on him shall have eternal life.
有一个问题。
One question.
多少人认为信耶稣得救跟重生是一样的事情？举手一下。
How many people believe that belief in the Lord Jesus and being born again is the one and the same thing? Raise your hand.
Thank you.
I didn't bring my glasses.
我看到的手不是太多。
I did not see a lot of hands.
那希望我错了。
Maybe, hopefully I was wrong.
那么我看到的犹豫不决的脸，我看不清楚。
I didn't see very clearly how many raised their hands.
弟兄姐妹，这个是一个问题。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a question.
那让我没有解释之前，先引用我很佩服的一位基督教的护学家 Dr. Ravi Zakaria 的话。
Before I give an explanation, let me quote a renowned apologist, Dr. Ravi Zakaria.
那昨天晚上我听他讲的时候，我还是觉得很好玩。
Last night I heard him on radio. It was interesting.
那我也不是第一次听到他这样讲。
It wasn't the first time I heard him say this.
他又讲说有一个主路学学生。
There was a Sunday school student.
那么他就看到别人都有这个 bicycle 脚踏车。
He said other people have bicycle.
他没有。
He did not have one.
所以他就想说，我应该要跟神求一辆脚踏车。
So he said that maybe I ought to ask God for a bicycle.
那么呢，他这个你知道现代的年孩子啊，很聪明的。
So the children nowadays they are very smart.
他就上去这个 YouTube 上面去看那个教会里面教导怎么祷告。
So we went to YouTube to look up what does the churches teach people to pray.
他就找到一间是 High Church Anglican Church 那个很就是比较就是古老一点的那个形式的聚会的那个圣公会。
He found a church, a Episcopal church, a more traditional church, high and holy church.
所以他很注意看了，然后说就学他怎么祷告。
So he learned how to pray.
然后他又进他的房间，他又跪下来。
So he went into the room and kneel down.
他说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，三位一体的全能神。”
He said, "Holy, holy, holy, the Triune Trinity God."
你是全知的，所以你知道我心里面要什么。
You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. So you know what I have in my mind.
那么我希望有一辆这个脚踏车。
I desire to have a bicycle.
就按照你自己的旨意来成就孩子诚心的祷告。
Please, provide according to your will and your child, earnestly pray.
那就奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
And pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
那么他，我忘记讲了，他在祷告里面还说，上帝啊，你就把脚车放在我门口，明天早上六点半就可以了。
Oh, I forgot it. The kid also said that, tomorrow morning you can deliver the bike, 6:30, at my doorstep. That would be good.
那六点半他到门口看了。
So 6:30, he went to the door.
没有脚踏车。
No bicycle.
他说这个怎么办呢
what should I do?
他又上去找资料
So went to look up more information
看到一间教会教导祷告
He found another church that teaches how to pray
他说好我 就学这间教导祷告
I learned from this particular church
他祷告的时候跪下来说他要举起他的手
He kneeled down and raised up his hands
他说主耶稣啊
Lord Jesus
我向你宣告
I proclaim to you
你是全能的神
You are the all-powerful God.
我需要一辆脚踏车。
I need a bicycle.
蓝色的。
I want a blue one.
18寸高。
18 inches.
你是全能的神，你一定听我祷告，你会给我的。
You are the all-powerful God, and you shall hear my prayer, and you are going to give it to me.
我就凭信心这样祷告，明天早上六点半再见。
By faith, I pray, and I ask for your delivery by 6:30 tomorrow morning.
第二天早上。
So the next day,
有没有脚踏车
was there a bicycle?
还是没有
No, it did not arrive.
哎呦，他心里面想，这个怎么办呢？
So he said, what should I do?
所以他就跟着那一天就走走走，那么就走在他家里面看到一个东西。
So he went at home, he came across something.
看到一个圣母玛利亚的那个像，就是做出来圣母玛利亚摆在那边。
That's a little statue of Saint Mary, Saint Mary's statue.
那么很小。
It's a small statue.
那么他想一想，他就把这个圣母玛利亚的这个像呢，拿来就放在衣服里面。
So he put the statue in his pocket.
他妈妈看到了。
Your mom saw it.
那么他又走到树林里面去。
But this went into the woods.
那么十分钟之后他又回来了。
10 minutes later, he came out.
他就跪在那边
kneel down
他妈妈就觉得很奇怪这孩子 在做什么呢
The mother was puzzled What is this child doing?
他就听到他的孩子祷告了
And she heard the child pray like this
他就听到他孩子想说主耶稣啊
She said the Lord Jesus
如果你还想见你的妈妈的话
If you still want to see your mom
我们基督徒的信仰根基
Our Christians, the foundation of our faith
就是搞到好久好久还弄不清楚
We pray for a long time and we still are not clear about the foundation of our belief
我们说我们信耶稣是什么回事呢
We say what does it mean to believe in Jesus
跟重生得救有什么关系呢
What does it have to do with being born again and being saved
那我自己现在是比较多是做像穆斯林工作的这个工作。
那 I'm more involved with the Muslim ministry.
我看到有一些穆斯林呢要信耶稣的过程哦。
And some Muslims in the process of how they believe in Jesus.
他们有很多的困难。
They have a lot of difficulties.
但基本上凡是知识分子会思想的穆斯林，他有三个大问题。
But basically, those who are intellectuals, those who want to think, they have three questions.
第一的问题是什么呢
What's the first question?
第一你怎么证明耶稣是神是神的儿子呢
Number one, how do you prove that Jesus is God and the Son of God?
那么如果他们真的就是完全就是可以解释到明白或者接纳这个事实的时候还不等于他就信耶稣了
If they can come to the point that they truly understand it and can accept this fact that doesn't mean that they shall believe in the Lord Jesus
因为《可兰经》说耶稣不是神也不是神的儿子
Because the Quran, the Holy Book said that Jesus was not God, was the Son of God
那么他就需要穆斯林就需要进到第二个范围
So the Muslim have to enter the second realm
就讲说耶稣基督有没有被钉十字架呢
Did Jesus was crucified, indeed crucified on the cross?
可兰经说没有。
The Quran said that he did not.
所以如果你跟他传福音的时候，他要信耶稣，他说耶稣没有钉十字架，我信耶稣信什么呢？
So if you preach the gospel to the Muslim and then they said that Jesus was not crucified on the cross, what do I believe in?
所以很多穆斯林要信耶稣的过程当中，这个十字架的事情就成为他的一个绊脚石。
So to many Muslims, the cross is an obstacle to them.
他们就需要下功夫去查、去研究历史事实记载关于十字架的那个钉十字架的事情。
They need to study, they need to research, they need to investigate about the facts related to the cross.
然后他们发现到圣经有讲
Then they discovered that it was recorded in the Bible.
他们发现到当时犹太人的历史家他不信耶稣的约瑟夫也讲
They said that Josephus, who was not a Christian, also wrote that it was recorded in the Jewish history.
他们发现到罗马帝国当中很多反对耶稣或者不认识耶稣或者说根本 就没有说 要信耶稣这些人呢都写都记载这些事实。
They also discovered many in the Roman Empire, they were not Christians, some of them were even against Christians, yet they was recorded in the Roman history.
那么可兰经是后面出现的为什么讲他没有这样的事情呢
Quran came up later than that, how come it was not included in Quran?
那么如果他明白或者接纳历史事实讲说耶稣有钉十字架那下面一个问题是什么
If they accept the fact that Jesus indeed was historically crucified to the cross then what is the next question?
这下一个问题就是你要证明耶稣有复活不然我们拜死的神呢
Then you have to prove that Jesus indeed rose from the dead otherwise we worship a dead God
我喜欢跟穆斯林他们工作原因就是他给我很多挑战
I like to work with Muslims because they give me a lot of challenges.
他挑战到我信仰的根基
They challenge the foundations, the basis of my belief.
当我就是被他挑战的时候，我需要站稳我的信仰的根基的时候，我就需要找答案
As they challenge me, challenge my faith, my belief, I have to seek answers.
那么我们能够相信我所相信的是什么
We have to be able to believe what we are believing in.
我的意思讲什么呢
what am I saying?
如果一个人说我有信耶稣但是我不确定我有没有重生得救
If someone said I believe in Jesus but I'm not sure whether I was born again
那这个如果只是信仰的路上的一个过程的开始那没有问题
If this is just the beginning of one of the step in the process of being saved then that's okay
那如果你已经信耶稣很多年你还是没有解决这个问题的话你信仰本身根基不够稳定
If you have believed in the Lord Jesus for many years and you are still not sure about this point then your foundation is very shaky
为什么讲呢
Why do I say this?
因为约翰福音第一章第十二节讲什么
What did John chapter 1 verse 12 say then?
就是你接待他你信他他就给你权柄做神的儿女
That is you believe in him and you receive him and then you will be given the authority to be his children
成为神的儿女就是有神的生命
To be the children of God then you have the life of God
有神的生命就有这个神给我们新的身份
Then you have a new life and you have a new status, new identity
那么神给我们的新的生命就不是我们父母给我们那个生命
So this life that's given us is not the life that's given us by our earthly parents.
换一句话说，就是有一个新的生命，那个生命呢是跟这个肉身生的不一样。
This new life is different from our physical life.
那么也可以，也就是基本来讲说，就是讲到有重生得救的生命。
Basically, this is the life that is the life from being born again.
你会发现约翰讲到信耶稣的事情
You discover that John talked about believing in Jesus
他说相信耶稣成为神的儿女
He said those who receive him and believe him to be the son of God
他说相信耶稣能够得到永生
And you believe in him then you can have eternal life
他说有信耶稣就不至于就是灭亡反得永生
And you believe in him you shall not perish but have eternal life
那在中间他就讲了
Then over this they talk about different things
讲了什么呢
What did he say?
因为一个人叫做尼哥底母是犹太人的官。
This is an officer of the Jews, Nicodemus.
这个犹太人的官他是法利赛人的。
He was a ruler, he was a Pharisee.
法利赛人信耶稣会被赶出会堂，面对很多逼迫的。
If a Pharisee believed in Jesus, he would be persecuted, he would be cast out from the synagogue.
所以他不敢白天来见耶稣，他晚上来见耶稣。
So he did not dare to come during the daytime, he came at night.
他晚上来的时候，他跟耶稣讲说，拉比，我知道你是从神那里来做师父的。
He said, Rabbi, I know that you are the teacher of the Jews.
因为你所行的神迹，如果不是从神那里来的，没有神同在，根本没有人能够做。
Because what you have done, if it's not from God, nobody can do those signs.
然后你看第三节
，in verse three，
耶稣跟他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless."They are born again.
为什么耶稣跟他讲重生呢？
Why did Jesus talk about born again?
为什么耶稣不跟他讲说你相信我呢？
Why did Jesus not say believe?
为什么耶稣不讲说你接纳我相信我你就得到生命呢？
Why did Jesus not say that you believe in me, you receive me, then you can be a child of God?
约翰把这个真理用不同的方式来解释。
John explained the truth using different ways.
那么不同的方式解释带出什么一个重要的真理呢？
Why did he do that? There are different ways of explaining it. What truth does it lead us to?
当耶稣跟尼哥底母说要重生，
When Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
那么你知道哈，我们如果你是比较喜欢思想，那么如果有一个问题就没有答案的话，你会有的时候你就吃得不好，睡得不好。
If you like to think, if you like to investigate, and if there's a question that does not have a good answer, maybe you don't have, you are not in the mood to eat, nor you don't sleep well.
所以尼哥底母他是有思想的一个人，他能够决定来见耶稣，已经是下很大决心的一个人。
Nicodemus was someone who likes to think, he's an intellectual, so he decided to come and.Talk to Jesus.
但是耶稣说要重生，他就很不明白了。
But when Jesus talked about being born again, he was confused.
他说人都已经老了，怎么重生呢？
He said, "Someone is old. How can one be born again?"
难道人要进到妈妈的肚子里面再生出来吗？
Can someone go into the womb of the mother and be born again?
有的人说人死如灯灭，有没有听过？
Have you heard the saying that if you die, then it's like a light being put out?
怎么会 有另外一个生命呢？
How can another life come from it?
那我本来是想多解释，但时间真的是不多了，我们 看一张的 slide。
There's not a lot of time, but let's look at this slide.
你看这个是什么？
What is this?
都看到了哈。
Oh, you all seen this.
然后你再看下一张。
Look at the next one.
哎，那是什么？
What is that?
你会发现一件事情，在这个神所创造的世界的这个生物当中，
You will discover that in the realm of in the life that God has created,
有一个生命是很有限的生命。
Life is limited and finite.
你把那个小小的蝌蚪拿上来放在桌子跟他玩几天。
You pick up the small tadpoles and put them on the counter and play with it.
你觉得很好玩，因为它肚子大大的。
You think it's kind of cute because the tadpoles has such a big tummy.
那尾巴就小小的时候小短短的。
And you have a short tail, it wiggles.
那么你就会压它，它软软的。
Then you maybe you push on the tadpole and then it's soft.
哎，你稍微没有注意一下，它死掉了。
But if you play with it too long, it probably die.
因为它不能够活在这个所谓空气的世界当中。
Because the tadpole does not survive in air for very long.
它要在水里面。
It needs to be in water.
但是这个小小的生物既然能够开始发展，尾巴短了，前面的脚出来，后面脚出来，变成青蛙了。
But that tadpole eventually the tail becomes shorter, and then the limbs come out, and eventually become a frog.
如果这么微小、这么比较低等的一个生物能够有另外一个生命的话
，If this, so to speak, a lower class of life can have another type of life,
你说万物之灵的人呢
？How about humans?
我们再看下一张的 slide.
The next picture.
这是什么？
What is this?
啊，我不知道你们会不会有没有看过这个毛毛虫变成下一张那个？
Have you seen the caterpillar becoming butterfly?
有没有人看过？
Have you seen this?
但是很多人都知道了，有没有看过？
Many of you know about it. Have you seen it?
哎，以前我家门口就有一棵树。
When I was young, there was a tree in front of my home.
它一年有一个时间到的时候呢，树皮脱了。
At one point in time, that the leaf fell off.
里面充满的是毛毛虫。
And there are a lot of caterpillars.
就算我们后来知道那个毛毛虫后来会变成蝴蝶哈，
And then if we know that those worms will later on become butterflies,
我都不愿意养毛毛虫在家。
I did not want to use worms as pet.
这个毛毛虫是人见人怎么样？
This caterpillar, people look at them and what?
有没有人家说人见人爱？
Do they people like them? Are they so cute?
没有，毛毛虫。不好了，不好闻了。
No, they don't look good. People don't think they are cute.
那我相信它 protein 是很多了。
Maybe it's a lot of protein.
那么大概有一些餐馆会卖的。
Maybe some restaurants might want to.
但是没有人喜欢毛毛虫的。
Nobody likes those caterpillars.
但是为什么有不是所有毛毛虫？但是就有一些毛毛虫，它就变成蝴蝶了。
But not all the worms become butterflies. But some worms become butterflies.
多少人喜欢蝴蝶的
？How many of you like butterflies?
哎，没有人不喜欢蝴蝶啊。
Oh, almost everybody loves butterflies.
我要讲的是什么
？Why am I saying this?
我要讲的就是在这个神所创造的世界当中
，in the world that God has created，
就算蝌蚪，就算毛毛虫这一种很低微，甚至人家不太看重他们呢。
Just the tadpoles and caterpillars of worms that people look down on these entities.
神都给他们一个新的生命。
God can give them new life.
从毛毛虫人见人不喜欢的生命
，from the caterpillar, the life that people don't think they are cute or likable,
到一个人见人喜欢的蝴蝶
，through metamorphosis they become butterflies that everybody loves to see butterflies.
这里有一个真理在里面。
There's a truth in this.
基督徒信耶稣。
Christians believe in Jesus.
有新的生命。
There's a new life.
这个新的生命两个可能性。
There are two possibilities from this new life.
一个可能性就是完全长不大。
One possibility is that there's no growth.
保罗就说你们原本是应该吃干粮的，为什么还喝奶？
Paul said that you should have been taking solid food, but you are still on milk.
第二个可能性是什么？
What's the second possibility?
你说我有信耶稣。
You say I want to believe in Jesus.
对不起，我不敢这样讲。
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I do not dare to say it like this.
但是耶稣讲了又讲，讲了又讲。你说你是葡萄树，你就应该结葡萄。
But time and time again, Jesus said that you are the vine and you are the branch of the vine.
你什么树就结什么果子。
What kind of tree you are, then you bear what kind of fruit.
一个怎么样的人就应该有怎样的生活。
What kind of person should have what kind of life?
那么，如果我们真的信耶稣的话
，If we truly believe in Jesus,
如果我们没有重生得救，从毛毛虫的生命变成蝴蝶的生命的话
，If we had not been born again, if we have not become a butterfly from a little caterpillar.
我们的生命有问题。
Then there's a problem with this life.
Either 是我们在信耶稣的过程当中被很多经济、很多东西压住了。
Either that in the process of believing Jesus, we are choked by a lot of thorns and vegetation.
或者是我们信耶稣的时候，我们有新的生命的时候，但是我们抓住我们的老我、自我，不肯改变。
Or maybe after we believe in Jesus, we grasp hold and hold on to our old self, and we refuse to be changed.
或者是我们听了这个就是反对真理的，比如说邪灵的工作或者撒旦的话，那么就开始听他，心中有信耶稣，但是呢，就跟着这一些走了。
Or maybe we have the belief in Lord Jesus, but we are open to the enemies. The lies maybe we open to the evil spirits or those who are against the truth.
耶稣说：“你信，相信你他。
”Jesus, you believe.
你要成为神的儿女。
You need to become children of God.
我们做基督徒的要下功夫，在信仰的根基上扎好。
As Christians, we need to work hard and build up a foundation of our faith.
因为不然的话，我们站出来的时候，人家看不到神，也看不到我们的身份，我们羞辱神了。
Otherwise, when we come out, people do not see God in our life, and God is going to be shamed.
所以耶稣就直接跟尼哥底母讲：“你要重生。”
So Jesus directly told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." This kind of life is not.
You 需要有个新的生命。
You need a new life.
我们要活出新的生命了。
We need to live out the new life.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我今天信息就到这里。
Today, I conclude the message at this point.
我挑战你。
But I challenge you.
第一
，Number one，
在你的信仰根基当中，你扎根。
Build up and affirm your foundation of your faith.
你扎根的时候，神的话语在你生命当中产生力量。
If you have a good foundation in your faith, then God is going to be His power is going to make known in your life.
那么就活出神要我们活的新的生命，重生的那个生命出来。
Then you live a new life. That is what God intended for you to live.
让我们的里面跟外面一致。
So that what is in us and what is outside is consistent.
让别人看到我们的时候，就归荣耀给神。
So people can see us and give glory to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们向你感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
因为你要的不是我们单单相信你享受你给我们的恩典福气这么简单。
Because you want us not only just to receive you and enjoy your blessings.
你要的就是我们有真的在信仰上扎根，能够活出就是神你自己给我们的生命。
You want us to have a solid foundation in our faith and that we can live out a life that is worthy of our calling.
让我们有勇气向老我讲 no。
So that we have the courage to say no to the old self.
让我们有勇气可以向世界上给我们的引诱说 no.
So they have the courage to say no to all the temptations of the world.
让我们立志一生一世跟随耶稣基督。
So that we resolve to follow the Lord Jesus all the days of our life.
活出有重生得救生命正那个根据的生命来。
So that we live our life that indeed born again and that is worthy of our new life.
祷告奉耶稣基督的生命。
This we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 谢谢。
Thank you.